podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I was chatting to a mate on the weekend and she was telling me the story about how they were going to a communion and I don't know much about communions.
First communion?
No, not the first one. The one they do when they're like, I don't know, 10 or something?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's first communion. It's like if they're in year three, they have the first communion. And then when you're in year five, I want to say it's confirmation.
Okay, it's a confirmation then or something, right? I don't really know all the ins and outs of
six,
it. But
might be year six.
Yeah, but so basically they're driving there. And as you know, when there's these sort of things on, it's busy around the church and wherever you have to go, right?
Yeah,
because everyone's kind of doing it at the same time and everything. And they were driving in the car and they were, you know, running a bit late or whatever. And they're like, oh, God, you know, I can't find a park. And then me and her do this all the time. We always speak to the parking angels.
Oh, okay.
So she was saying to her family, hey, let's ask the parking angels for a park. And if you don't know, anytime, I don't really like to talk about it because then if everyone wants a park, then no one gets a park, right?
Yeah.
But I am a gatekeeper. So if you're looking for a park somewhere, you say, parking angels, hi, how are you? Good, thanks. Can I please have a park? Thank you, parking angels. And then 9 times out of 10, you will get a park.
9 times out of 10?
9 times out of 10 that is my experience.
That seems made up.
It's not made up.
Yeah.
I use them all the time. Use them all the time. Get a rock star park.
Okay.
It's sick, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're not as loved in the ethereal world as I am. However, I'm big up there. So I am... I'm big news. They're like, this girl needs so much help. Yeah. Give her a park.
Choir angels.
So my friend said to the family, because everyone in the car's got to get involved.
You know,
and that's what happens too when I ask for the parking angels' help. Jimmy sits there and I say, you have to say it too. Say it. Say it. And he's like, okay, parking angels, please. And I'm like, say it with love. So she's getting all her family to do that.
Yeah.
They get the park and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, which is amazing.
9 times out of 10.
9 times out of 10 it works.
Yeah.
And they run in there and they run into the church and then, you know, her son's got to chat to the priest or whatever. And I don't really know the ins and outs of confirmation and communion, okay?
Yeah.
So just... I got half a story and this is what I'm going with. But my understanding is that she was like, you know, we've been chatting to him in the car. He's got to choose his favourite, saint.
Yeah, his saint's name. Yeah,
saint's name,
yeah.
Right? Cool, I'm on the right track.
So mine was St. Francis Assisi.
Oh, is it Assisi as in E-S-S-E-S-S or is it C-C as in C-C Babcock?
No, like as in Assisi was a place, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Where St. Francis was.
Right. Okay. Well, her son was chatting to the priest and he went up there and he said, oh, you know, I've been thinking about it. I'm a bit confused.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd like to choose the parking angel.
No, he didn't.
He 100% did.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, oh! You can't choose the parking angel because obviously you've got to be confused. He said, well, this angel's on my side.
The patron saint of car parks.
And I was dying.
Amazing.
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 And they didn't let him, but they should.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10.
I'm sure there is one. There's a saint for everything. Let's do a Google. Let's see if we can track him down.
Right. Well, your saint was Saint Francis
of... Saint Francis of Assisi, yeah.
Assisi.
Of Assisi, but you don't say of Assisi because it becomes his surname.
Saint Francis is the one. Is that the one that you, when you lose stuff?
No, that's Saint Christopher. Right, so that would have been my guess. If I was going to say there was a saint that you would pray to help you find a car park, you'd go Saint Christopher.
Okay.
Right, but that's not the case because let me introduce you to the patron, not officially canonised patron saint of car parks or parking spaces, but Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini, Lady Francis.
Okay.
Francis with an ES.
St. Francis Cabana. That fits in with stuff that I like.
St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, informally and widely regarded as the patron saint of parking.
Okay.
Right, why? She lived in bustling New York City, is jokingly said to have mastered the chaotic traffic and parking there. Her remains are buried near a major car park in New York, cementing her connection to the urban struggle of finding a spot.
Oh, God, this poor woman.
People often ask for her assistance with a playful rhyme. Mother Cabrini, please find a spot for my little machiney.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Obviously, cost of living is, you know, getting us all, but some more than others. Mm. And we know there's recent news this week that people cannot afford to eat, and the numbers are growing.
One in two families are applying for help to put food on the table.
One in two. People are, you know, bin diving basically to get food, and they're going without so that their kids can eat or whatever it might be. So it's intense at the moment, right? And so I thought, okay, what is one of the things that I spend money on? I noticed this TikTok the other day that was talking about how people can get free pads and tampons, right? Yep. And that's the thing that, you know, obviously as a man, you don't need to think about that.
No.
But it's a cost to us once a month, sometimes, you know, depending on how your cycle is, two times a month, and, you know, and you have to go and get that, those products, and add it to your monthly budget, right? Mm. So there are quite a few free places in Geelong that you can get period products. And I thought, okay, well, this is great for people that might not know and I think I can't afford this at the moment. There's a number of different places. You can go to betterhealth.vic.gov.au and check out their free pads and tampons link. Chuck in the postcode. Like the Geelong Library has free machines located, the Nest Youth Hub.
Oh, this is, sorry, just I was going to say, I reckon I've seen machines around there, like big orange ones, I think.
I'm not sure what colour they are, but if you've seen them, the Magistrates Court at Geelong has it, Barwon Health, University Hospital, the Railway Station, Gordon, South Geelong Railway Station, GMHBA. So there's a number of different free period products in toilets that you can get. So I just wanted to put that out there because a lot of people might be like, what's going on? But I did see a TikTok the other day that was talking about Bits. So bitsperiod.com, apparently what happens is that every month they put out a box. There's like a box that drops and it's got free period products in it. Mm. They're just tampons though. They haven't been working with pads at the moment. Sure. So if, you know, you can use tampons, this may be for you. What happens is that the Bits box includes 45 free tampons, and they're saying on average that should last you about 3 months, but you can choose whether it's, you know, regular or maxi absorbency, right? Mm. And then they have the next box that is dropping in July. So it drops quarterly boxes and you can sign up for it. And what happens is that different businesses apply to advertise in the boxes, which cover the cost of the period products and then the tampons, and then you don't have to pay for them and then you get free tampons.
So the advertising's just...
It's not on the tampon.
Yeah, okay.
No,
just
it's in.
To check.
It's not on the tampon itself.
Like
the tampons
line.
Are organic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're wrapped in paper instead of plastic.
Okay.
But the box comes with certain
bits
of business material or whatever.
What an initiative! What a great business idea.
So I don't know where I look. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it, but it caught my interest, and I thought people would really, really need this at the moment. So once again, those two websites, betterhealth.vic.gov.au for free pads and tampons around the region, wherever you might be, and bitsperiod.com. Check out their website. Not a paid presentation, but from what I've seen, you can get free tampons to last you, you know, quite a couple of months, hopefully. And hopefully that'll make a dent on your spending every month.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So we've got a fancy dress party coming up.
Yeah.
On Friday as part of a work thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And putting aside the whole, can we just have one work party that's not fancy dress thing?
Mate.
Just keep it positive, Tom. Keep it positive.
Seriously,
I'm
wouldn't
super
have said
supportive.
That.
I'm
I wouldn't
super
have
supportive.
Said that.
I know. You, not on air. Sometimes it's just nice to get together and have a drink, you know, and something to eat.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
No, absolutely not. So anyway, we're all getting dressed up. We're all getting dressed up.
Yeah.
And the theme is like sort of 90s,
smash
early
hits
noughties,
vibe.
Smash hits magazine, you know, popular people, celebrities, that kind of thing from turn of the century.
Yeah.
And I've been really struggling to come up with a costume. We discussed Peter Andre, but I don't have we don't have the hair for it.
There's wigs. Yeah, will you wear wigs?
Do you remember?
When will
like,
you wear wigs?
Mysterious Girl film clip is sort of what I imagine when I think Peter Andre.
You're saying it funny.
Oh, because it's not Mysterious Girl. It's Mysterious Girl.
Yeah,
that's the way he sings it.
Yeah. Mysterious Girl.
Mysterious Girl. Come on, get close to you.
Girl, you are so mysterious.
Because I think it's Miss.
Mysterious. Mysterious. Why so terious?
Yeah, it sounds like an infection.
Mm.
Anyway, so... I don't think the Peter Andre thing is going to work because I don't think I can get the hair with the bangs, you know. Like,
yeah, that's the reason why it's not going to work.
Mate, you know I would try everything else.
I know. I thought you were going to get a spray tan and everything, like another spray tan.
Yeah, no. The emotional barrage.
We don't ever mention the spray tan. Oh, my God. Never mention it again.
Chloe at the gym the other day was like, I was going into the booth to get a magnesium spray and she's like, are you getting a spray tan? I was like, absolutely not. No way.
No. Not since my co-host broke my heart and made me cry.
Destroyed
I think about
me.
It often.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So anyway, what costume are you going to go with?
I've come up with an idea that will be bang for buck, I think, really good.
If it's Terrence Trent D'Arby, I'm not having it.
No.
Okay, we've just because you got his T-shirt.
We've had too much Terrence Trent D'Arby discussion today, and okay. Also I think that would probably
There's a way to do it. Yeah. There's a way to do it that's not racist and offensive.
Okay, well, that's
I don't
that
know if you're
concern.
Quite there.
No.
So anyway, what have you got?
So I thought lean into sort of what I'm working with already. How about if I wear jeans, a button-up shirt, and go as
police rescue,
Gary Sweet.
Oh yes, that applies. Also, he was also a police rescue.
Yeah, yeah. That's this.
But
is
that Stingers?
Stingers. Yeah,
Gary Sweet.
I could go as Gary Sweet.
You
turn of the century. Celebrity. I don't know if he was ever on Smash Hits magazine, but I've got the head for it.
Remember that time Gary Sweet came up to me at a club and was like, "You don't know how good you've got to get with this guy." I won't tell you the guy, but just saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Get away from me, Gary Sweet."
Yeah.
How are you gonna? How will people know that you're? Are you gonna have to have a T-shirt that says Stinger on it? Remember when I tried to get you to wear that
one? Yeah, that's
And you're
right.
like, absolutely not.
But I've still got the T-shirt.
You're more water rat.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
All right, I admit it. I've done it. I go in when I have to get extra things for groceries because we've been doing the click and collect. Some things aren't available. I head on in. One of those, and I reckon a lot of people know what I'm talking about here, the 24-pack of chocolate chip biscuits, the freshly baked ones that are in there at Woolworths.
Can I ask, is it a double choc arrangement or is it just a cookie with a choc chip?
No, well, there's a number of choc chips through it. No, not the...
The biscuits, not. It's not the dark biscuit with
No, the lighter biscuit.
That's good to clarify, Tom.
Yep. That makes it so much less sweet and makes me feel better
about
what I'm
doing. It's almost savoury. I mean, the normal cookie is almost savoury.
I am doing the right thing because I'm going in and grabbing one of those packs, but I'm also grabbing a second pack and I'm taking it home. And that first pack, which is the one I went in to buy, sits in the pantry doing the job that I was asked to do. The second pack between the hours of roughly 11 o'clock in the morning and 3:30 in the afternoon when the kids arrive home from school is gone.
It's a secret snack.
Eat it all and it is so good / I feel so bad at the end of it all. Oh, it's magnificent.
It's okay, mate. It happens. Sometimes we eat the snacks in its entirety before our loved ones find out and then hide it in the bin outside.
And put things on top of the packet so it's never discovered. Mm-hmm. It's like the hidden ruins of some ancient city.
Sure. Matt's in Bell Post Hill. Morning, Matt.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. What are you hiding from the rest of the fam?
It's probably the rest of the fam, I'll say. It's I get sent down to Aldi a lot, so I go down there and we buy. Well, that's where we get our kids' nappies and stuff, and I buy two or three maybe little, you know, the Kit Kats, the little square ones.
Yes.
Yeah, and I live in Bell Park, so you know the Aldi in Bell Park. I don't know if anyone knows that one.
On Thompson Road there? Is that that?
I think it's Tomo's. You might be right, yep. If I was to walk there, it's probably 10 minutes. If I was to drive there, it's about a minute.
Yep.
So in 1 minute, I have a minute to eat three blocks of those little Kit Kats and then hide them in the bin before I take in my one little thing I've got from Aldi. And my wife sometimes will be like, how come they've gone up? And I'm like, not sure. I don't know. I didn't even question that. Did you get the receipt? And I always dump the receipt too.
Oh,
I'm scoffing them.
Yeah, nice.
Three Kit Kats in 1 minute. That is outstanding.
Amazing.
Yeah. roughly, it's just yeah, it's just a mouthful of what, exactly what Cam was saying, a gobble mess monster, I reckon.
I thought you were going to say you're buying yourself a packet of nappies as well, and that's the big secret.
I probably would need that, I reckon.
Yeah. Wow. That Audi's on Anarchy Road, by the way. Not anyway, Megan's in Lara. Morning, Megan.
Good morning, all.
Megan, it's a safe space. What are you sneaking?
We listen, we don't judge.
Yes.
I am currently 34 weeks pregnant, so every time I go to the shops by myself or even with my two-year-old, I always buy a couple of, like, the little bars of chocolate, like the individual bars.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I'll stash them throughout my car. So hopefully my partner's not listening. I stash them throughout my car so that when I'm driving, I'm like, oh, I want a chucky. I'll have like chocolates throughout my car that I can just snack on or in my bedside drawer.
Amazing.
Yes. Or I put them in the cleaning cupboard because he doesn't really look there.
Says it right. Says it right.
Yes. See, this is, that's just being prepared.
Yeah.
Great work.
Yeah, nice one.
Any situation, there's a chocolate bar nearby.
I love the idea there's like secret compartments all around the house, yeah. In the car too.
Azza from Hamelin Heights, what secret snack are you harbouring?
I don't know who's worse, my missus or me. So we don't buy Tim Tams anymore because we used to get the family pack. I think they've got about 18 in them.
Yeah, they do.
And she'll just like, oh, I'll have one or two. And then like 15 minutes later, I'm like, oh, where's the Tim Tams? There's like two left. She's eaten a whole lot. But then
nothing wrong with that.
The cakes that you can get at Coles and that, not the full size ones, they're like a medium size, like red velvet.
Oh, yeah.
I will happily sit there and just with a spoon and eat the whole thing.
Yeah, no judgment,
a
mate.
Bowl of cake.
Just a bowl of cake, yeah. Just
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, just in the car on your own.
It depends on the week, Azza. I'm with you. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. That time of the month, you never know. Yeah.
Great spot to sit
for
in
men
your car.
As well.
Great spot to sit in your car to secretly eat. It'll be like around behind the refinery there. Just look out over the water.
The police are like, what are you doing? You're like, just eating the cake.
Okay. Just eating
please,
cake with the
please don't tell my wife. Jackie and Whittington, wrap this up for us. What cuisine are you hiding?
Well, I will buy lollies at the shop, and because I buy a few, I say, oh, the grandkids are coming over, and then I hide them in the cupboard, except I live on my own,
yeah.
So I'm not hiding them from anyone, and then I can find them. It's so easy.
I love it. Depends how many drinks you have, and then all of a sudden it's like sober Jackie is hiding them from drunk Jackie.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast, and hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.